the milk cow. Much of the West was considered open range until the homesteaders arrived to string barbed wire around land they claimed as their own. The Homestead Act of 1862 entitled any citizen of the United States to acquire 160 acres of the public domain, provided they lived on the property for 5 years. In 1877, the Desert Land Act allowed homesteaders to claim 320 acres if they lived on the land and irrigated it. John Haley, a wagon freighter, related the following story about a homesteader.
"I was down to Rock Creek Crossing. Feller named Butler settled there on a homestead a couple of years back. Had himself quite a pile of meadow hay. Stopped to see if I could buy a little for my team. And Butler said, Nah, I can't spare none. Need it for my own stock. Well, now I knew he hadn't come in there with much, and I mentioned the fact. He agreed, said, when I took my claim, only had one yoke of steers and an old milk cow. But by careful management, I now have 35 head, mostly calves and yearlings. Well, I scratched my head. It's pretty evident he'd been helping himself to calves on the open range. But a man doesn't want to just come right out and call someone a cattle rustler."
Haley pointed out that Butler's milk cow was quite special and offered to buy it from him. Needless to say, Butler didn't sell. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.